Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf beis. We're starting a brand new Mishnah, brand new Masechta, Masechtas Megillah. And we start off the first Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah Megillah, Nikras, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalet, Bites Vav, Loi Pachois, Velo Yoiser. The Mishnah tells us a tremendous chidush, because when you look in the Megillah only refers to 2 days of Purim. Like it says in the Megillah towards the end, Lekayim aleyem liois oisem es yoim arbo'o osar lechoydish ador v'es yoim chamisha osar boi v'chol shona v'shona. The Anshe Knesset HaGdoila and Esther and Mordechai and all the Chachomim at that time, they accepted upon Klal Yisrael to accept 2 days of Purim, the 14th and the 15th, and as we'll see in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, the 14th is for all of the Yidden living Ba'ori HaProzi. Ori HaProzi means cities that did not have walls. What Masha Enkein, the Anshe Mukafim, those that live in cities that do have walls, they accepted upon themselves for the 15th. So the Chodesh is only 2 days of Yom Tov, and in fact, even today, as we know throughout the world, Megillah Nikras B'Yadalid, and in Yerushalayim, they lain it B'Tezva, because it was a Mukav Choyma. Mukav Choyma means it had a wall around it. But our Mishnah adds that not only can you lain on Yadalid and Tezva, you can even lain on Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, and Yad Gimel. And that's what the Mishnah is going to explore in some detail, why and how, and what are the mechanics, as we'll see. Says the Mishnah, however, it's lepochas v'lo yoiser, meaning that the very, very earliest that you can go and lay the Megillah for Purim is on the 11th of Adar, lepochas, not 10, v'lo yoiser, and not more than 15. You cannot lay the Megillah on the 16th. I mean, you can lay the Megillah even today, but you won't be yoitzer the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah if you wait until the 16th. It's got to be on one of these 5 days. And the Mishnah explains in greater detail. The krochem hamukofen choyma miyemois Yeshua bin Nun koirin b'tezvav. If you live in a city that has a wall, and there is historical proof that that wall was already in existence in the times of Yeshua bin Nun, when Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, then that city has a status of a krochen hamukmuk of choyma, and they lain b'tezvav on the 15th day. Koirin b'tezvav. How do I know that they are the ones that lain on the 15th day? We'll see in Mir Tashem in the Gemara on the Amud Beis. However, everybody else, kfarim are towns or villages, or ayores gedolos, or large cities, in other words, not just a town or a village, but a regular city, but in all cases without walls, koirin b'yodalad, they go and lain on the 14th, like we all lain the Megillah on the 14th. Says the Mishnah, but there is one exception to the rule. Elisha Kfarim, the people that lived in the small shteytlach, magdimen leyoy makniso, they can lain if they want to, as early as the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. And the Mishnah is going to explain and go through each possible scenario to go and show that they are Maktam Liyoy Maknisa. Liyoy Maknisa, Rashi says, it means that that's the day that people would go into the larger cities, because on Mondays and Thursdays the Bati Dinam would be sitting. In other words, in the good old days, in the times of our Mishnah, the Bati Dinam, those are the religious courts, did not sit every day of the week. They sat on Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore, if anybody had a dispute among the Shtetlach, people that lived in the towns or villages, they didn't have their own bezin, because the whole city or the whole town or village had only 10 people or 12 people or 3 people. So therefore they went into the larger cities for purposes of the mishpat. Since you're going in anyway on Mondays and Thursdays, we said to them, you know what? You're going to be there anyway. And as the Gemara is going to tell us when we start the Gemara, the people that lived in the towns and the villages were the people that supplied the food for the people that lived in the larger cities, because the people in town and villages, they had the fields, they had the animals, they had the crops, and therefore they supplied the food typically for the city dwellers. And the city dwellers needed a lot of food for the Sudas Purim. So who's going to supply all that food? The Bnei HaKfarim. If they're going to be busy on Purim, doing their own mitzvahs of mitzvahs hayoyim, then they won't have enough opportunity, enough time to go and supply all the food that is necessary for the sudas mishta v'simcha on Purim. So therefore the Chacham gave an allowance, if you will, an authorization, that the people that live in those small towns, they could lane earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday before. Why dafka Monday or Thursday? Because they're coming in anyway on Monday and Thursday to the larger city. Ah, since they're coming in anyway, because they want to be able to call the Mishpat if necessary, so then they're going to bring all the food, and once they're there, they're going to go and hear the Megillah laning, and then they'll be able to return back to their towns, and they won't have to come back and forth a couple of times.
They didn't lane it the night before as well. They just laned.
That's a good question. Now, Gemara doesn't address what about the night before. So some are of the view that the kula of the Chachamim was such that they exempted them entirely from laning the night before, and others say no, they should continue to lane the night before, but there was no inyan dafka of getting together with a minyan. Everybody should lane on their own at home from their own Megillahs. So the Mishnah now goes into detail. What does this all mean? Zok the Mishnah, Choli Yois Yudalid Bisheini. What happens if Yudalid? That's the normal day of Purim, like we have. 14th day of Adar. It falls out on Monday. So then what's the halacha? Kforim Vayoris Kedodis Koyrim Boy Vayoyim. The Shteytlach people and the larger city people, they lane on that day, because that's halacha on Yudalit. Umekavus Chaymel Machar on Tesvav the next day. You're going to say, why shouldn't the Bnei HaKforim be Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa? The only Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa if it's within Yudalit. If it's Monday, to go back to the previous Yom HaKnisa Thursday, that would already be Yud. And we said in our Mishnah, Leipachas V'loyois, you can't go beyond Yirav. Why would you want to go and have them go back to the previous Thursday? They're coming in anyway today on Monday, this is Takemes, but we also still need to give them appropriate time for them to go and prepare the food to be able to supply to the city dwellers. But I have no choice. You can't have them laying on an earlier day to free up their time on Purim, because you cannot go beyond 3 days early. You can't go beyond Yudalit, because Hamishah said v'lo yoisim. And if Yudalit falls out on Monday, that means that Sunday would be Yud Gimel. That means that Shabbos would be Yud Beis. Friday would be Yud Aleph. Thursday would be Yud. Can't go back to Yud, so you have to go and lay on that day. Chol yois b'shlishay b'revi. What happens if it falls out on the third day or the fourth day, meaning on Tuesday or Wednesday is Yudalit? Oh, so now you could go back. For Makdim Liyam Maknisa, then they do go back to the previous Yom Maknisa, which means Monday. Vayoris Gedoilis Karen by Vayoim, and the Yoris Gedoilis will lane on that Tuesday or Wednesday. Mukavis Choymul Amachar, like usual, on Tezvav the next day. So, taking for instance Tuesday, assuming Tuesday is Yudalid, so the Yoris Gedoilis people, the large city people, lane on that day. The day before is Yud Gimel. Oh, so that's the case of Yud Gimel in our Mishnah, that the Kforim are Maktim to Yud Gimel. They can go and lane on the Monday before. What about if it falls out on Revi? It falls out on Wednesday. So if you have on Wednesday now, against the Ayyaris Kedogas are today, which is Yudalit, the Kforim go back 2 days. 2 days means they go back to Yud Beis. We're going back now to Tuesday and to Monday, so that becomes Yud Beis. Ah, so we've covered now both Yud Beis and Yud Gimel in our Mishnah. The only one that we've left out so far is Yud Aleph, and we're going to get back to that in a moment. So then, Kvar Maktim Liyam Maklisa. Vayoriz Gedolus Boyim Vayoyim on that day, because it's Yud Aleph. V'kafas Chayim L'mochor, that's Tezvav, the next day. Chol Yoriz V'chamish, when Amza falls out on Thursday. Kvar Vayoriz Gedolus Karim Boy Vayoyim. So even the Kfarim go and lane that day, because it's Yom HaKnisa day, and therefore that's day 14, and the Yoriz Gedolus is 14, and Mekavus Chayim L'Machar on Friday, and that would be Tezvav, and that's all great. Chol Yoriz Be'er V'Shabbos, what happens if Purim falls out on Friday? Kfarim Makdim and Yom HaKnisa, they go back the day before, that would be again Yud Gimel. A Yoriz Gedolus would lane that day, on that Friday. And now the Mukavas Choyma are Karim by Bayoim, they also have to lane that day. Even though normally Mukavas Choyma is the next day, which would be on Shabbos, which is Tezvav, they cannot go and lane the next day. Why not? Says Rashi, because of the Gezeira. What's the Gezeira? you have the Bar Korei, or you have an individual Jew that has a Megillah, and he has a Shaila, how to lane, where to lane, when to lane, how do you make the brachas, this, that, and the other thing, Shemi Lena B'yodoi, and he's going to go Arab Amis B'shus Arabim, he's going to go to the Chochem, to ask him, what should I do, how, where, when, what, where do I use the Eichen Nigen, when I don't I, when do you go quickly through the words, because of Shem Hashem, or whatever it happens to be, says our Mishnah, therefore that nobody can lane on Shabbos, so therefore the Mekavos Chaimah have to be makdim back to Friday. Why did Mekavos Chaimah go and do on Sunday? Because then that would be Tezayin, that would be beyond Tezvav, right? Since Purim falls out on Friday, so that's Yudalit. Shabbos is Tezvav. If you tell them go and push it off till Sunday, we send the Mishnah b'Tezvav lo yipachas v'lo yoyser. You can't go beyond 15. So then they're stuck. They have to go and do it on that Friday. Holy is b'Shabbos. What happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? Kvarim b'yor is gedoy this makdimen v'karim liyer maknisa. That the kvarim go back to liyer maknisa is a double portion. They always go back. Whenever they go back, they go to liyer maknisa. The chiddush now is not only the kvarim, but even the ayor is gedoy this. Because sol kedai tachamina the ayor is gedoy this should either go and do it on Friday, or maybe they should do it on Sunday together with the mukav chaimah. And by the way, we'll see in the Gemara in Mech Hashem that there'll be other mandi yomrim that disagree with our Mishnah. But our Mishnah accepts that just like the Kfarim are going back to Yom HaKnisa, the Yoris Kedolis also go back to Yom HaKnisa, and therefore they both lane on Thursday. Like they normally do on Sunday. Chol Yis Achar Shabbos, what happens to Purim falls out on Sunday? Kfarim Akdimem Yom HaKnisa. The Kfarim go back. Oh, this is the case of the Yer Aleph. This is Sunday now. The Bnei HaKfarim want to go back to the earlier time, to the earlier Maknisa. So since Sunday is Yud Dalit, Shabbos is Yud Gimel, Friday is Yud Beis, Thursday is Yud Aleph, oh, that's the Yud Aleph of our Mishnah, the Megillah is Nekras, be Yud Aleph in the Kvorim on Thursday. So there, Makni Maknisa, the Yoris Gedolus Kurim by Yoy. Since we're talking about that Purim fell out on Sunday, so then the normal day is Yitalit, so the Yeruk and Doylus go and lane on that Sunday. Mekavos Chaim Lamachar, and those that live in Mekavos Chaim, like in Yerushalayim, do it the next day on Monday. So now the way we've learned our Mishnah is that the reason why there is this Makdim L'Yoy Maknisa is, as we'll see, let's skip into the Gemara for a couple of lines, and we're going to go back to the Mishnah once again. The Gemara starts off, Megillah Nekras B'Yud Aleph. Frank Dimara Minolan, how do you know that you can go and be Maktim to Yud Aleph? Frank Dimara Minolan. In other words, you're looking for some sort of Makoyer in the Pasuk. It's not because it says anywhere in the Megillah that you can lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. It only says in the Megillah that you can lay on Yud Dalet and Tezvav. So what is, you're asking, what's the Makar? There is no Mekor in the Megillah itself. It's like we say later on, Chachomim Hekilu Ala Kfarim Liyois Magdim and Liyoi Maknisa. We want to give an opportunity to the Bnei HaKfarim so that they should have more free time to be able to supply food for the city dwellers on Yom Maknisa, I'm sorry, on Purim. So therefore we give them an opportunity to go and lane a few days earlier. But you have to go and add to that, that the reason why they made Yom HaKnisa, why didn't they say, okay, make it the day before, on Yud Gimel. Make it 2 days before. Why is it always Yom HaKnisa? So that's why Rashi says, because anyway they go in on a frequent basis, Mondays and Thursdays, into the larger cities. The reason why they go is Rashi, L'mishpat, because the Bati Dinam are Yoishvin on Sheni V'Chamishi. So this is a convenient time. Moreover, says Rashi, since we're talking about those that live in the little towns and the villages, most of them were not very learned. V'akfarim einon b'kiyin likrois. They didn't have any real Bali Kriya that were expert in reading the Megillah. And so therefore it was convenient for them to hear from the Bnei Oir. After all, in the city, you have many, many more people. So you had Talmid Chachamim, you had Chazonim, and you had rabbis, and you had Bali Kriya. It was a much larger community to tap their resources. So therefore, this would be a good idea on the Yom HaKnisa. And Rashi says, since they're coming anyway for Mishpat, and since they have to come to the Bnei Ir, because Bnei Ir are those that are proficient and experts in laning, so the Chacham were not matriach you to go back and forth. He's going to go in on Monday. You're going to have to come back again and again and again. No, they said, you know what? You're coming in anyway Monday or Thursday. Listen to the Kriyas Megillah. Now you'll be Yotze, and Purim you'll be on your own in terms of being able to be Mesapik Mozoin to go and supply food. That's how Rashi learned. Tosis, however, in Mesechtes Yevomis disagrees with Rashi. He disagrees for a couple of reasons. Reason number one is because of the din of Loises Goydedu, don't make agudois agudais. So normally the Gabi Purim, it's not considered to be agudais agudais, because agudais agudais means only if you have two groups in the same city. Half of them are doing X and the other half are doing Y. It looks like there are different Torahs going on in the same community. But two different cities is not a problem. So the fact that in Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak and Rehovot and Rishon LeZion they're laning on Yudalit, and in Yerushalayim they're laning on Tezvav, that's not considered to be Shtei Agudais, because that's Shtei Boteidinim B'Shtei Ayoris. Two different jurisdictions, two different regions, each one does on their own. If they're two in the same region, that becomes problematic. Freitoisis, oh, then I got a problem from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that the Bnei HaKfarim would be Maktab Liyam HaKnisa. So let's assume we have somebody who's living in a small little shtetl in upper New York where they only have five people the whole year. And now the person comes in Liyam HaKnisa Monday morning to New York City. He comes into Manhattan or Brooklyn because he hears a wonderful Bali Kriya and the Bati Dinam are open. He's going to be Mesapik Mazen. The problem is he's going to be laning on Monday, and 2 days later on Wednesday the Moshul will be Purim, and the Bnei people that live in that city are also going to be laning on that day. Meaning that in Manhattan or Brooklyn you're going to have two groups of people, some laning on Yud Beis and some laning on Yud Dalet. Why isn't that considered to be Agudais Agudais? And therefore, Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Yud Dalet disagrees with Rashi, and he says, no. The Yom HaKnisa we're talking about is Be'iram. The Bnei HaKfarim would not get together in the large cities, they would get together in their own towns on the previous Monday or Thursday. Why in their towns on the previous Monday and Thursday? Says Tosfos, you're talking about small towns or villages where they only had barely a minion, 10, 12, 15 people. Most of the people during the week didn't have a chance to go to shul because they didn't live three blocks away from shul. They lived in the field area, and for them to go back and forth to shul was a tremendous tircha. Maybe during the winter it would be nice and muddy, even when it's still Purim time, it's still not totally warm yet, and therefore it was a big tircha. But they would come in on Mondays and Thursdays to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Ah, you're going in anyway on Mondays and Thursdays to shul to hear the laning. You know what? We're going to lay the Megillah on that day. And says Tosfos, and the Bnei HaKfarim, you became Likrois. Don't say the Bnei HaKfarim a bunch of Amaratim. They don't know how to lay the Megillah. They know how to lay the Megillah, sure. They may only meant 12 people, but among the 12 people, there were 15 Shochtim and Moilim and Bali Kriya and Bali Simchan and Bali Agolim and Rabbis and Chazonim and you name it. Right? What did the Golda Meir say to the American president? The difference between you and me is you're the president over 250 million people. And I'm the president over 2 million presidents. Because every Jew in Eretz Yisrael feels that he knows better foreign policy than the president. So, the same thing over here. The people that lived in the Kfarim, we're bucket, we can learn just as well as the Ayoris guy. So therefore, we have a major machloikis now between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, they got together, b'yom HaKnisa l'mishpat, in the large cities. Says Tosfos, no, they got together in the Kfar. They got together on the Monday or Thursday, the Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa, not Mishpat. Yom HaKnisa, they got together in the Beis HaKnesses to hear the laning of Monday and Thursday. Once they're there, they also lane the Megillah and the Bnei Kfarim. They were proficient, they were expert. No problem, they would lane on that day. And you can look at the Tosfos over here in the middle of the Yom. So you have a machlokes. If you want to take a picture, it's up to you. Let's see, Yevamos and Daf Yedalid Amud Aleph. Okay, so now that we've explained that a little bit, I promised Barry that we're going to say a word for Reb Shamshon Astropola. Reb Shamshon Astropola was a very great genius, especially when it came to math and to numbers and gematrios, fantastic. Nobody like him. So he says a fantastic word on the beginning of this Mishnah. There's a famous halacha that we're all aware of, that when we come across Hashem's name in Sidurim or Chumashim, it's typically written out Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we don't lane it as if it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, only the witnesses do, the Jaja, you know, those witnesses guys who call themselves Ja, etc., you know. So that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Instead, we always lane it with the name of Admus, Aleph Tal and Nun Yud, even though it says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why? It's based on the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Loi kemoisha ani, nichtav ani nikra, nichtav ani beyud kevavke, nikra v'shem Admus. Says the Reb Shamshan Sepala, we have a remiss to that from the beginning of our Mishnah. If you add up all of the numbers of our Mishnah, you start off with Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, how much is Yud Aleph in English?
11.
And Yud Beis is?
12.
How much is 11 and 12?
23.
Then we add Yud Gimel, which is 13. 13 and 23 is?
36.
Then we add Yud Dalet, is 14 is? 36 and 14. How much? 36 and 14. 36 and 14.
50.
50. Yes, everybody agrees. 50. And then we add Tezvav, is how much? Another 15. 50 and 15 is?
65.
65. Thank you. Thank you from the audience. You should correct. 65. Now, if we take the Shem Admas, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Aleph and Dalet is?
4, 5.
5. Nun is?
50.
55. And then we add Yud is?
10.
65. So that's a shame, Atlas. If we go prior to Yud Aleph, what's the one less than 11? The 10. One right before it is 10. One is the one above the Tezvav?
16.
16. How much is 10 and 16?
26.
26. How much is Yud K Vav K? Yud and K is? 15, right? We add Vav is 21. And then we add another K is 26. Megillah Nikras, if you want to read Hashem's name, the Megillah, in other words, go and expose Hashem's name by saying it out loud, how do you do it? You can only do it by the combination of Yirah, if you beg Yirah, 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 by saying the Shem Adnus. But, don't go and say the Shem Havaya by adding 10. Plus 16, that you're not allowed to do, because Loi Kemoish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. You can go and write it, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but you're not allowed to read it that way. You want to read it, Nikras. The only way you can do it is Shem Adnas, 11 to 15. But don't do it, don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's 26, there's two minutes. That's the remez. You can learn this mission 1,000 times. Whatever occurred to you to go and add it all together, that was Reb Shamshan Shastapon. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, very gishmak. So we already explained why Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel we lain because of the Inyan, so that the Chacham were Mekel, Alek Farm, Lias Makdim, Lias Makdisa. Rashi points out in the Mishnah, it's not that they are required to lain on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the Chacham Nosalhen Rishus Lehaktim. If you have a particular kfar where all the people get together and they say, come on, we have Baruch Hashem, we don't live that far from the city, and if we get up a little bit earlier on Purim, we'll be able to get all the food in, and we can lay on that day, and we can take care of everything, then they can lay on your Dalit. That's not a problem. If they want to be Maktim, then they're allowed to be Maktim, but it's not a requirement, it's not mandatory, it's voluntary. So bottom line is, the Gemara started off Yud Aleph, as well as Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, Minolan. Minolan means, where is there a textual origin or source for this din? Says the Gemara, I don't need a textual source. The Chacham were Mekel Alek Fart. So the Gemara, Anan Hachi Kamrinim. What did we mean to ask when we said Minolan? We asked, Mechti, Kulu Anshin Nekness Lagdolu Tekninu. We know that all the halachas, which are Purim Dinem, were all Misukan, were all legislated by the Anshei Knesset Gdoila, meaning Mordechai the Esther and the people that lived, the great Chacham at that time and that generation. If they were only Misakin 14 and 15, which is what it says in the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, L'chaim aleim, li'ois oisim es yoyim arbo'o, osa l'choydish adob, yes yoyim chamish osa bayit. If these are the only 2 days that were legislated by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, then oy bazoy, how could you have now Osir Rabbanim v'Akri Takanta T'Tekino Anshei Knesset HaGdoila? Could a later generation of rabbis come along and say, even though the prior generation said Yidalef says, well, we think you could do it, Yidalef, you basically, come on, let's go in there, make it a little softer, easier. We hold like the school of Beis Hillel, let's make it Aleph, you basically give up. You can't do that, but not in Bezn Yochel Levatel, Diri Bezn Chaveri, Elam Kim Gadol Mimenu B'Chochem Aminyan. Once this was established, Yidalef and Tesvav, in the times of Mordechai V'Esther, Anshnei Zagdoyla, a later generation of Bezin is never going to be on that high level, that high madrega. That being the case, there's nothing to talk about. How could somebody now soften and loosen the requirement to be Dalai B'Tesma? And therefore, said Yimar, Ela Pshitza D'Chadava Parshat Kula Anshin Nesem Doyle Tekinu. It must be that Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel was also part of the original master plan of the Anshin Nesem Doyle. And if that's the case, hey Haramiza, where do you find that anywhere in the Megillah? I start from Vayhi B'Meach HaShveirosh, I go all the way till the end, the last Pasuk, and I don't see anything about Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Leave it here. Omer Shimbar Abba, you can look it up, people. Taf Yud Aleph. Omer Shimbar Abba, Omer Yoichanan, Omakra, I have the Makar. Now the Gemara is going to give two answers to our question. Makar number one is going to be, it says in the Pasuk, L'kayim esimei ha-purim ha-eila bizman nehem, that the Anshei HaGdoila, when they instituted the Inyan of Purim, they said, L'kayim, to go and fulfill and observe, these yimei ha-purim ha-eila bizman nehem, in their times. In their times. So Timur, the word bizman nehem, zmanim harbe tiknu lehem, that comes to tell you that they were masakin many zmanim, not just Yud Aleph Tezvah, but also Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Oh, that's the textual makar, the source for Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Frey Timara, don't I need the Bizmanayim to go and tell us the Yud Aleph Tezvah themselves, that they said that from now on, Purim is not just going to be a single day of holiday, there's going to be 2 days. There's going to be Yud Aleph, there's going to be Tezvah. So maybe that's what the Bizmanayim is referring to, not to extras Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Says he went and came to Makrab Zman. If that was the case, that we're only talking about Yidalev de Tezvav, it could have said in the Pasuk, L'kayim esimur eshimei hapurim ha'ela bizman. Our Gemara says man, but Rashi says bizman, that in their time. Their time means the Yidalev de Tezvav, like it says in the other Pasuk, like we quoted before. L'kayim aleim liyos oisim esyem arbo asar v'yisim hamisha asar v'ay b'chal shana v'shana. Says that means v'zman. Why does it say z'manehem? Oh, that z'manehem comes to tell you z'manem tuva. My z'manehem, z'manem tuva, that is more than just the yudalit and the tezvah. Great Timara. So that's your mokar for yudalit, your basic gimel. V'kati mi boyle, I need it for a different drasha. Z'mane shel ze loy ki z'mane shel ze, to go and tell you that these two are mutually exclusive. That what? That the Ayoris Gedoylois, they have Yudalit. That the Kvar Mamuk of Chayma, they have Tezvav. And it's not that you can go and pick and choose and say, well, Yudalit is not convenient for me that day, I have to go on vacation, I'll come back, I'll do it on Tezvav. Or to go and say, I live in Yerushalayim, Tezvav, it's going to be late, I can't do it, I'm going to go to Yudalit. No. Zmanim Shozet, like Zmanim Shozet, that the Ayoris Gedoylois, as well as the Kfarim, they have their Yudalit, their stipulated day. And the Krachim Kafu Choyma, they have their day in Tezvav. So that's what I need, Zmanim, that they're not the same. Each one has their own. Vaitimon Kenem Akrah Zmanom, my Zmanim. If you just wanted to tell us that they're two different Zman, for the Yudalit people and for the Tezvav people, it could have said the Kain Esimeya Purim Ela Bizmanom. Why does it say Zman Nehem? Shamas Mino Kulu comes to tell you both Limudim. One Lima to go and tell you if you're Ayoris Kedoylos, you observe and fulfill on your Dalit. If you're Yerushalayim or Kfar Mukaf Choyma, you do it on Tezvav. And never the twain shall meet. As well as that there's an additional Yidal if you basically like we had in our Mishnah. Great Imara. Aim is manim tuva. Maybe I should go and increase it, not just say 3 days. Maybe I should give 12 days. I mean, who says, why limit it to Yidav Yibez Gimel? Let's go Pochas V'yoysa. Let's go to Yod. Let's go to Tess. How do you know those 3 days? So Gimel is manayim dumi dizmanah. Maz manam, just like the normal, regular, stipulated days are trey. That's Yidav and Tesfav. Avz manayim, the additional manayim only comes to add the same number, which is two more, which is trey. And the obvious question is, well, we got three. You know, if you raise Yom Gimel, you're saying you're only adding two. Frankly, more of a tracer, utlacer. Only add 12 and 13. Don't add day 11, because you're saying two I'm adding because it's parallel to the Zmanon, the normal two is two for two. But where do you get three? How do you get Yud Aleph? So, Kimar Kidon of Shmuel by Yitzhak, Yud Gimel Zman Kihilu Akoili, Tlay Tzorach Lerbuye. Yud Gimel is on its own. Sui generi. You don't need to go and bring a raya from that. That is a dova poshut that you can go and lay in the Megillah on Yud Gimel. Why? Because it says Man Kil Lecholi. Rashi says Man Kil Lecholi means that that was the day of the great victory. If you look on the left hand side, Rashi is here on both sides of the Yomid, third line from the top. So Rashi says Man Kil Lecholi. Hakol nikalu lihinokim be'oiveyim bein b'shushim bein b'shar mekoimis. Throughout the Yigantzmi hoidu v'yakush. Everywhere it was Yud Gimel, Kamo Shikasa Masefa, Hilkov Tzorach Kro, Lirbuya, Shehi Roi Likriya, to Ikra Neis Poi Hoya. That's the real McCoy, that's the real mess. So even though the Anshe Knesset Gdoila instituted Yudal and Tezvav, but that's, if you will, secondary. The real, real day is Yud Gimel. So I don't need a reboy for Yud Gimel, that's a double push. So what do I need this man Nehem to add two more? Oh, so they added Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Achanami Yud Gimel Zman Kil Lecholi. For Yitzurach Lebuy, it doesn't need a reboy. Freitimor Ve'im Eshitzer V'Shivsa. Since we're adding 2 days, instead of adding Yud Aleph and Yud Beis pre Yud Gimel, maybe when it says Zman Nehem, it comes to include 2 days after Purim. Purim is Yudalit Tezvav, and now we're going to add for the Nehakvarim that are so busy supplying all the food, instead of there having to be Makdim and laning 2-3 days before, we'll give them time after Purim. Tashlumin, exactly, on 16 and 17. Maybe Shitzu Shivsa. Since the Pasik says Vilay Yavar, we didn't say Vilay Yavar. It says in the Pasik, Lekayim Aleyem, Vishtay to Vilay Yavar. We have Vilay Yavar on this side. Days, shtein pasik. Kimo v'kibla Yehudim aleihem v'al zarem v'al kol hanivu aleihem v'lo yavor li'os oisim mishnei ayom ma'ela kichsom mechizman v'choshan v'shan. That v'lo yavor comes to tell you that after 15 it all ends. No more Purim. Purim is over. You don't continue what? As you know, there's a minhag among nusach svar, especially among chassidim, that they don't say tachnun from yid aleph through Tzvav. Everybody doesn't say through Yud Aleph and Tzvav, but even from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, of course, and not only that, the custom in most places is not to say on Shitzer, the Shivzer, on the 16th or the 17th, Purim is over. So they say, the reason is given is because to show you that a Havamin is also important. Many people, when they come to a Gemara, they say, it's only a Havamin anyway, the Maskana, we fall away from that. True, but nevertheless, a Havamin is also Choshiv, so to be Machshiv, Shivsar, a lot of places they don't say Tachman, including on 16th and 17th. But getting back to Agmar.
Is that how we practice here? We don't say Tachman?
Yes, whenever there's a Shaila, the Suffolk, we're always Machmir, and we
do not say Tachman.
Yeah, we won't say Tachman, exactly. Anyway, so that's the first shot in the Agmar. Remember, we started off, how do you know, where's the textual basis for this Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Because after all, you can't tell me that later Rabbanan just came up with this idea, let's soften and loosen the rules. Ein bezen yochel abatul dibri bezen chaberim kin godol mimena chochma minyan. Muzduch zayin, that already in the times of the Anshe Zadol, in the times of the Megillah, they already knew that they're giving this Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel exception to the rule, like exemption or exception?
Expansion.
Ata zay. So we said that the Makoyer is, who did we have? Amrav Shimon bar Abba, Amrav Yoichanan, from the word Zman Nehem. Now says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Omar, I don't learn it from Zman Hayem, I learn it from the word Kayomim. Omakro, Kayom Ashenoch Behem Hayehudim. The word is this Kayomim, it says in the Pasik, Kayom Ashenoch Behem Hayehudim, Yoyveim, Vachoyd Shenepach Lehem Yogam Asimch, Me'evel Yomtiv, etc. So what's Kayomim? It's Yomim Ashenoch Behem Hayehudim. What's Kayomim? Yomim Kayomim, the Rabbis Yiral of Yudbeis. Just like we have 2 days expressly in the Megillah Yudalit Tezvav, we had 2 more Kayam Yudalit Yudbeis. Frank Gemara, that same kasha before. Vayim Tracer Tracer. Maybe we're adding 12 and 13. How can you go and add Yud Aleph? Says he more like we said before. I'm sure by Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman Kehil Lachoyli Vleitzorach Lerbuya Yud Gimel Zman Tavu Pasha. That was Yom Hanes, said Rashi. Gant Ka Yisrael rested on that day because that day was the tremendous nest that we were able to go and vanquish all of our enemies, etc. So that's a double pashut. So if I'm adding now Kayom, I'm adding 2 more Yiralef and Yudbeis. Get the same kash.
If you're pashut, why don't the Chachila should read on your
you're right. Except
the Megillah says you
don't. Why they did, I don't know. But the Kaim Aleim Lias Oisim Hashem Rabban. If it wasn't for that, the Kaim Aleim, you'd be right. We should all do the Yud Gimel. I agree. Says the Gemara Vayta. Maybe 16 and 17. Again, the Yavak said, like the Gemara said before. So, Kum Techois, we have now 2 textual bases for this special inyan of the leniency for the Bnei Akfar. We have either from Zmanehem or we have from Kayomim. And now the Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't each Mandiyama learn like the other? So, Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Nachmani that just finished saying that the Mekoyer is from Kayomim, my Tamil name is Zmanehem. I love that Zmanehem, that was great. So the Gemara, Zman, Zman of Zmanehem, Le Mashmalei. That whole drosha that we said, it could have said Zman. Yeah, but if we'd say Zman, then I would think everybody's on the same day. Well, Zmanom, to tell you 2 different days. But Zmanehem, Zmanishulzeh, like Zmanishulzeh, all of these Lemudim, Le Mashmalei, he feels that the word Zmanehem doesn't really give you that sense of additional days. Kayomim, as opposed to Yomim, Kayomim sounds like there's a parallel, I'm expanding it, Kayomim. But Zmanayam is Loi Mashma. From Shem Barabba, my time, Loi Omar Mikayom. Why didn't he learn that Kayom, which is the second Drasha? From Shem Barabba was the one that said Zmanayam. Omlachahu the Doyresu Dechsiv. The Kayomim means, just like in the first year, in the times of Mordechai Esther, that everybody celebrated, Met Kemach, Yom Mishnah, Vesimcha, Vishloich, Manish, Yishra, Yeh, Matanis, Lev Yonim. So then they legislated that in all future years, Kayom, and just like these days, they should continue doing it the next year, the next year, the next year, all the way until Tov Shin Pei Beis, and further on until Mashiach. So that's the Kayom in future generations. Okay, so we finish now with this discussion of Mizmaneyam and Kayomim. Now we go off a little bit further. Our Mishnah that expanded and made Yidalti, basic him without his love, that's Rabbi Kiva. Why is it called Rabbi Kiva Stamisa? Says Rashi, because all Stam Mishnas are Reb Meir, all Stam Tiseftas are Reb Nechemiah, Stam Sifra are Reb Yehuda, but all of them are Talmidim of Reb Akiva, so a Stam Mishnah Reb Meir is ultimately a Stam Mishnah of Reb Akiva. So he's saying that our Mishnah is Reb Akiva, the Dorish Zmanom Zmanehem, likely first Libud, or parenthetically, Kayom. No such thing. You got to lay it on your dollar or Tezvav, and the Kfarim don't have this leniency of being able to lane it prior thereto. Feiti mara meis v'yom Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, Mitch, we're going to have another couple of blots. Hey, Masai, when do we have this leniency of the Bnei HaKfarim being maktim to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, this mancha shonim kitikonon v'Yisrael shruyin al admasan? That's dafka when years are normal and Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, meaning pre-Chorben Beis HaMitosh. Al v'zman hazeh, now that the Beis Mikdash unfortunately is no longer, soon it will be rebuilt, but in this time that it has not been rebuilt yet, everybody looks to the Zman of Purim to determine when is Pesach. Meaning, says Rashi, we learned back in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that in the good old days when they used to have a bezin that was Mekadosh, the Chodesh, every single month, they would wait to hear when the Shluchim come, or in the earlier times, Masi and Masuais, they made the fires on top of the mountains. But today, unfortunately, there are no fires on the mountains. Unfortunately, there are no Shluchim that go out from the Kiddush Beis Din in Yerushalayim, or one of the other 10 stations that we learned about in Rosh Hashanah. So how would people know Bizman Azeh when is Pesach? Now, of course, if you have the printed calendars that they send out in the millions in September, hey, you have a calendar. What happens if you don't have a calendar?
So from Purim.
See, it's count from Purim. You know, Purim is the last major holiday before Pesach, and you figure, go and add 30 days, 29 days, whatever the cheshbon is, and you know exactly what Pesach is going to be. If you're going to start playing around and say that B'nai Kfarim can go and lane on Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel, people become fatumult. They're going to say, oh, I remember that we laned on Monday. Monday turns out it was Yid Aleph. But they don't know that. They think it was Yid Dalet. They're going to add 30 days. They're going to say, oh, now it's Pesach time. Toidnish. So therefore, to make it all simple for everyone and not confuse people, you can only lane Yid Aleph to love. And of course, that's the minhag today. Nobody lanes in Yid Aleph, you basically do. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, Zuti Mar. And Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave them out. When Rabbi Yehuda makes this statement in distinguishing between the good old days and today, in who is he speaking in accordance with? Ilay Malibu Rabbi Kiva, if you talk about Rabbi Kiva, a Philip Bismanazeh, Isa Lahaita Kanta. According to Rabbi Kiva, even today, this would still apply. Now, when we say today, that means still in the times of the Mishnah, because we said that this Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva speaking. Rabbi Kiva Stimisa. Ah, Rabbi Kiva lived after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, he's saying, we can still do it, so the Tikkun is still today. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying that, no, nowadays we're only Yedalat Tezvav? Elav Alibi Rabbani, must be talking good to Rabbanim. Ubizman Sheshonim Kitikonim Yisro Shunalim Hasan Miyar Karinan. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, today we're down to Yedalat Tezvav. In the good old days, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they did have Yedal if Yed Beis Yud Gimel. Well, he's not talking according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says, even today, you can still do it Yedal if Yed Beis Yud Gimel, like it says in the Mishnah. So he must be talking according to Rabban. So he's saying, the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they did do Yedal if Yed Beis Yud Gimel. Didn't you just say a moment ago to Rabbi Yochanan that according to Rabbanan, you can never do it be it Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, because Chacham Maimim ain't Koyin Oysa Ele Bezmana. Never, they never agreed to this Yud Aleph Yud Beis. If the Rabbi Yochanan to you, if the Taka this Rabbi Yochanan is Ogefreit, and the truth of the matter is that even the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Kiva, it's not just Rabbi Kiva, everybody agreed that by Yom HaMahem we were able to lay Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel for the B'nai HaKfarim to be Maktim Liyoy Maknisa. But that was the first version. Ikriyamid was another second version. Amar Rabbi B'chon Amar B'yechanan Zud Divrei Rabbi Kiva Sinisa. That's Rabbi Kiva Var Mishnah. Avachamim Omru Bizman Hazeh. Not yesteryear. Bizman Hazeh. Hoyul Mistaklim Ba Ein Koyin Oysa Ela Bizman. Today is Taka only Yudalit Tetzvah. But the Chum agree that initially, pre-Beis HaMikdash Chorben, you could do it, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, Tanam Yehochi, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai Bizman Sheshonim Kitikonim, Viso Shruyin Al An Masa. Bizman Hazeh, Hoyul Mistaklim Ba Ein Koyin Oysa Ela Bizmana. This is universal, everybody agrees, so there was no machloikis about the initial. This is machloikis agami today, in other words, in the time of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Kiva continues to say, nah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Rabbi Kiva living in the time of the Mishnah, and he says, yeah, you can continue out of Yoyim Hazeh, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Says Rabbi Yehuda, say the Rabbanan, no, we agree with years ago, before Beis Hamikdash Chorev, yeah. But now, ever since then, we can only do it Yud Aleph and Tezvav, because people are depending on this for their calendar, for setting the date of Pesach. Perfect. Now the Gemara continues on with this Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Ashi Kasha le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi asks the stira on the two Rabbi Yehudas. Who are the two Rabbi Yehudas? And to end for this stira, to give an answer, he says, the price of Rabbi Yehuda, he says that one of them is not Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rab Yois Rabbi Yehuda, presumably Rabbi Yehuda's son. Frank Gemara, what was the stira? Umiyamber, Rabbi Yehuda, we just finished saying, Rabbi Yehuda Bizmana Zehoim Mesaklim Bo Inkoinos Lubizmana, then we only do Yedalit and Tezvov, or Mini. I have a price. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. When is this takana of the Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Only in those places where people got together on Monday or Thursday. Like Rashi learned that the Bati Dinam were kavuim on Mondays and Thursdays. So people from the Kfarim would go in on a regular basis anyway. So therefore they would lay on that day. Great. What happens in those regions and those areas that was not the typical custom of people to go in biyom sheni v'chamishi? They would only visit the big cities once in a yovel. They didn't go on a regular basis sheni v'chamishi. Then in koyin eslo bizmana. So then you can only lane a bizmana on your dalit. You don't have any special exemption because people don't typically. There is no yom maknis.
They don't collect anyway.
They don't come anyway. Yeah. So says the Gemara, let's be medayik from Rabbi Yehuda, but mokim shenechnosim b'sheni b'chamishi miha karina. But from this Rabbi Yehuda, it's pretty clear. He's saying emasai. He's talking bizmana zeh. When do you say yiral if you beis your gimel, where people still have that custom to get together on Mondays and Thursdays? However, those places where they don't, then you're down to your dalet v'tesva. So zok tiyumara. But mokim shenechnosim b'sheni b'chamishi miha karina. But filu bizmana zeh. But those places where people are nichnas b'sheni v'chamishi, even today yir aleph yir beis yom kippur. So I have now istira Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and the Omer Aleph said, no, bizman hazeh, no more, because people mistaklim bo, they want to determine when is Pesach. So it's only yir aleph tesvav. The other Rabbi Yehuda said, well, it really depends. It depends where you live. Some places, if they live in the boondocks, they do not get together ever on Mondays and Thursdays. They only come to the city once in a yovel. So those places, there's no Yidalati Beis Yom Gimel. But other places where it's a suburb very close to the city, then they still come in today on Mondays and Thursdays. So is a steered between the two Rabbi Yehudas. Michael Miller to be able to answer the stira, he says that the price is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And the more asked an obvious question. Anytime you're gonna have a stira, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, you're gonna say, well, one of them is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And the more Ravashi Shmiele de Ikadatani law, Kirabi Yehuda, the Ikadatani law, Kirabi Yosef Yehuda. Ravashi would go around in the yeshiva world. Remember, Ravashi was one of the redactors, one of the editors of the Talmud of the Gemara, Ravina and Ravashi. And therefore, when Ravashi was collecting together all the shmuas and all the Torahs, he heard that there was a machloikis among the Bnei Yeshiva or different communities. Who is the author of this braisa? Was it Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Some said Azai, some said Azai. Says now Ravashi, Imirakash, Rabbi Yehuda, since if I learn that this price is according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to have a stira, a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. You know what? On the man, the tummy like Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka. Whoever said that price is Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't know what he was saying. It's really not Rabbi Yehuda, but rather man, the tummy like Rabbi Yehuda, dafka. That's the real author. And this way, not only have I proved the authorship of Rabbi Yehuda, but I've also answered the stira Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. This is no stira. This is Rabbi Yehuda. And this is Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Now we come to this whole concept. We've focused until now the whole thing on Yeralfi, Basic Gimel, and the Kfarim, and the Maklum Yemaknisa. We're on to the next Amud if you'd like to go and join us. And we are at the two Das, which are Krachim Mekofim Chayma. Since it's towards the end, so over here will be towards the end too. You want to hear something like that. Okay, so says the Gemara, yes, Krachim Mekofim Chayma, Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun. Also, those that live in those cities that have a wall from the times of Yeshua, they lay on the 15th day. Where do you take this from? What does the Gemara mean to say? All we know from the Pasuk is that the kaim aleim liyos oisim esyim arbo asri yoim lechidish adar v'esyim chamisha asri boi b'chol shana v'shana, that the chachamim at that time, the Anshei Knesset Gdoila, legislated the 14th day and the 15th day. But now, how do I know that 15th day was allocated specifically for krochem hamukafim chayma? There is no mention of the words krochem hamukafim chayma throughout the Megillah, and certainly not krochem hamukafim chayma mimoyz Yeshua ben Nun. Those words don't exist. So how do I know that they are the 15 of Adar people? It says, I'll tell you why. It's a process of elimination. Because it says in the Pasuk, Al-Kein ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshim ha-Ari ha-Prozis. Prozi and Prozis means these are open cities where there are no walls. When do they do it? So v'goymer. So if you continue the Pasuk, Al-Kein ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshim ha-Ari ha-Prozis. Oysim es-Yoyim ar-Ba'a Osar le-Choynish Adar Simchu Mishte v'Yont Mishloyach Monas Yisrael. Oh, so it says that the And Shiaprozis people do it on the 14th day. Oh, the Prozis by Boasar. Since the other Pasuk says it's 14 and 15, and now I've found that the Anshi Prozi are the 14th day, so by the process of elimination, by default, if the Prozi are on 14, the Mukav Chaim guys are on the 15th. Okay, Tamar, who says? Maybe the Prozim bar bo hasar, Mukafim klal loy. Maybe the Prozim have tak on the 14th day, and the Mukafim there off the hook. In Gansen. Are you going to tell me what about 15? 15, says Rashi, that will be for the people in Shushan. Because after all, the Muhammad continued one more day in Shushan, and then they rested, and then, so that for them, Shushan is the 15th, is a big day. So maybe 14th day is going to be the Arei Prozeis. The Shushan people will be on the 15th. And those Mekafim Chaima, since the Torah only talks about the, Megillah only talks about the Yehuda, maybe the Mekafim Chaima people get a free pass, and they don't have a din of Purim at all. Frank Timora, that cannot be. Yeah. Well, you know, the Chochin, the Jews like the rest of us, they're not second class citizens. Void, we started off the whole Megillah, Mehoid about Kushksiv. That means everybody was affected by Achashverosh and Haman and Vashti and the whole 9 yards and the whole nace. So of course everybody has a, don't tell Mukav Chaima, you're not Yidden, you're exempt, because that doesn't make sense. So therefore, it must be, since the Prozim are 14, so by default, the Ari Chaim on the 15th. Freitimara, Ve'im Prozim Bar Besa, Mukafim Bar Besa, Ubechamesa. Maybe the Mukafim get a double whammy. The Prozim only have the 14th, because the Pasuk says, How can I Yehudim Prozim, Yoshim Ari Prozis, Oisim Mishayim Abo Aser? So that's it, only 14. Maybe the Mukaf Chaim guys get 14 and 15. Kirachsiv. Liois Oisim Mishayim Abo Aser Lachoydishidar, V'yes Yoim Chamisha Aser Boy Bechol Shana Vishana. So maybe the Mukaf Chaim, so we're going to Kotze Lakotze. A moment ago we said the Mukav Chaim maybe are totally potter. And now we're saying maybe we should be Machmed, they should have 2 days. So tomorrow, yeah, the cost of this, yeah, Marbo Asa, Vachamisha Asar, Kidakamis. And then you'd have a good argument. Bahash Dixi, this Yom Rabo Asar, the S Yom Chamisha Asar, Asa, the S comes in, Upasik, and it stops it. And it tells us we have a division of labor, a division of holiday. Hani, the Anshia Brazi, Barbo Asar, Vahani, and those that live elsewhere, meaning the Mukav Chaim people, Vahani Mechamisha Asar, they're 14 and they're 15. The Ema maybe Prozim is Takbar Besa, like it says in the Pasuk, Al Kena Yudam Prozim, Oisim Mesir Maboasa, so that's sealed and delivered, that we know the 14th. Mukafim, maybe they have a choice. Iboy Bar Besa, Iboy Bechamesa, maybe that's the Psham the Pasuk. Lias Oisim Mesir Maboasa Lechoyishadar, Vias Yem Chamisha Osir Boy, and if the S is Mafsik, it doesn't go together, but rather you have two chances. If you happen to be a Chameser person, if you're a Mukav Chaima person, if you want to be Zrizim Magdim in the Mitzvah, do it on your Dalit, right. And if you want to take your time, you can do it on the 15th. Says Yimor, Omer Krob is Maneyam. This is the drasha that we had on the Omer Aleph. Zmanei Shal Zel, or Zmanei Shal, it could have said Zmano. It says Maneyam to go and tell you.
Each exclusive.
Each mutual exclusive. There you Dalit and there Tetzvah. Frank Yimor, the Ema bit closer. Maybe I should go and say that the Mukav Chaima people should be on 13. Why should I say that they should be on 13?
Right.
All because of the fact that I'm giving them 2 days. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, the Ema Mukavim Biyud Gimel, Ukra Dichsiv Bachamisha Osar, Lishushan Hu Dekava Kedersha Osu Betezvav Bishana Rishoina. Meaning that when it says in the Pasuk, Liois Oisim Yem Arbo Osar Lechoydishadar, Yes Yem Chamisha Osar Boy, the Arbo Osar maybe goes for the Anshi Prozi. The Yom Chamisha also goes for the Anshi Shusha, because that's what happened historically at that time. The Mukav Chaima are not covered by either one, so I'll learn from Zmaneyam. Zmanei Shel Zeh lo Zmanei Shel Zeh. And therefore the Mukav Chaima, since they are not Ori Prozi, the Ori Prozi are 14, so mutually exclusive, so the Mukav Chaima will be on a different day. Who says it's a day 15? Maybe it's a day 13. It says in the Megillah 15, that's referring to the Shushan people. Since Shushan is 15, why should I expand it to 3 days? I might as well go and say, your Dalit is the Anshi Prozi, and the Mukav Chaim are just like the Shushan people, and they do it all together on day number 15. Says Yimar Ashkan Asiya. Everything that we've said so far is based on this pasuk, Liois Oisim, Esyem Abo Asim, Yesyem Chamish Asim. Oisim is Asiya. Asiya, says Rashi, means to go and make a mishnah v'simcha. In fact, the lashon of pasuk is that the kaim aliyim lios oisim yom abos the chayim shadav yom chamish osmay b'choshen v'shana, and then the pesukim later on talk about going and doing you make mishnah v'simcha v'yomtem mishnah mishloach manas ishrayayu. But how do you know zchira that the laning of the megillah, which the gemara doesn't consider to be an asiyah, but it's considered to be as zchira, reminds of those wonderful miracles that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us? So in bazoi zchira min alan amakratz edvav v'yom ha'ila niskarim. The naasim is kishchira laasiyah. Just like when it comes to asiyah, you have yudalid and tezvav. When it comes to schira, which means kriyas hamegillah, you also have yudalid and tezvav. So far, so good. So now, with this, we have established that there's a rule that the mukav choymam yemois Yeshua ben Nun are on day 15. But now we really have to analyze now more the details. What do you mean the details? The whole reason why mukav choymam are different than the Yudalit people, because the Mishnah, the Megillah doesn't refer at all to Mukav Chaimah. The only thing that it says in the Megillah is the Yehudim HaProzim HaYoshim Ba'ari HaProzis, they do it on the 14th. Prozim means that there are no walls. So then, what happens to the people that are in walled cities? So that we have from this Maneyam, from the Yamayim, this Karbanasim, that's how we know that there are 15, just like Shushan, 50. Zokti Gemara, we keep on talking about Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun was a great leader of Klal Yisrael. There's no question about it. But what is his connection to the Inyan of Megillah? L'chari, we should talk about Mukav Choymer from the days of Achashverosh or Mordechai the Esther. Who cares about historically Yeshua ben Nun? And that's Gemara's discussion now. Mastis in Loki Aitana Desanya. Our Mishnah does not go in accordance with the following Madiyam Reb Shua ben Korcha Oimer. So now we attack a machloikis. Although everybody agrees, Mukav Choymer, you're in a walled city, is the 15th day, but when did the city get the wall? Did it get it at the time of
Yeshua
ben Nun? For the time of Achashverosh, or Bizman Hazeh, we would say in the times of Trump in Mexico, we got a wall now. The question is, how do I know that we're talking Mukav Choymer from Yeshua ben Nun? My time Rabbi Shuman Zutimar. My time Rabbi Shuman Karcha. What's the svar of Rabbi Shuman Karcha? Rabbi Shuman Karcha, of course, is easier to understand. Kishushan. Just like Mashushan, Mukavis Chaim Mois Achashverosh. We know for sure Shushan had a wall at that time. We don't know that it had a wall at the times of Yeshua. So we assume that it did not, but we certainly don't have any historical proof. Makes sense. Achashverosh. Vitana Yidon my timer. What's the basis of our mission that says you go all the way back to Yeshua? Yalef prozi prozi, because I have Xer Shav. What's Xer Shav? Ksiv Hochali Ken Ayuda Ma Prozi Ma Yoshua Maria Process. That's the Megill. Uksiv Hosam. And there's a pasuk in Chumash. Where's the pasuk in Chumash in Devarim? Where it says, Kol Eile Orim Bitsurais Khoima Gevoya Dilasaim Uvriach. Levad mi ori haprozi harbe mi oid. Now this ori haprozi and the orim betzures choyma, this is talking the times of the Torah. We could theoretically talk about Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
The reason why he talks about Yeshua is because Yeshua entered, he was the one that entered into the land of the kol eila orim betzures gvoya dosaim of riach levad mi ori haprozi. Unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go and enter into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore we refer to Yeshua. We mean talk of the times of Moshe and Yeshua. So we learn our Xer Shavu. Here it says, Yudamai Aprozim, Ayoshim Ari Aprozis. And in the Torah it says, Ari Aprozim. Ma'ala Halon, Kefas Chemi Moish Yeshua Ben Nun. Obviously we're talking about that it was the time Yeshua Ben Nun. Afkan, we're talking about Moish Yeshua Ben Nun. The Vilna Goyen and the Rashi take out the word Kefas Chemi, they say Ma'ala Halon, Moish Yeshua Ben Nun, Afkan, Moish Yeshua Ben Nun. So you want Bishlam, Rib Shu Ben Korcha, Le Om Mar Ketana Didon. Why does Rib Shu Ben Korcha disagree with our Mishnah? The last name, Prozi Prozi. He didn't have a source of Prozi Prozi, because anytime you have Xer Shava, Rashi points out, Ein Odom Don Xer Shava Me'atzma. You have to have a Kabbalah for Xer Shava. He didn't have that Kabbalah. Eletani Don My Time, Le Om Mar Ketana Ben Korcha. Why does our Mishnah say that it's from the times of Yeshua ben Nun? Why didn't he say from the times of Achashverosh, like Yeshua ben Korcha? Fetimar, I don't understand what your kash is. My time. So it's like Brazi Brazi. He does have Xer Shav, and Xer Shav says Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe ben Yeshua's times. Says Yimar Achikamah. What I meant to say is, Elishushan, the Ogda Kiman, the Rashi and the, not the Rashi, but the, when we go take the word, the Ogda. Elishushan Kiman, loy kiprozim, v'loy kimukafin. If you're telling me that we're learning now this drasha of prozi, how is Shushan doing it? Shushan is not kiprozim, because it's not Ari prozi, it has a wall to it. V'loy kimukafin, it doesn't have the mukif from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The assumption, says Rashi, is that Shushan only got its wall later on. If that's the case, shouldn't Shushan be doing it on Yudalid and not on Tezvav? But we know that Shushan does on Tezvav as well. So it's nishtahim nishtahar. It's not prozi, not kip mukaf. Amr Ravi, Amr lo Kadi. Kadi is who's a shaylo that means his name was Kadi, or Kadi means an anonymous amayra. Shani Shushan over Nasmanes. In fact, Shushan is on its own. So really, there are three separate categories of Yidalid and Tezvav. The Yidalid is for the Arya Prozi people. The Tezvav is number one for the Shushan people, and number two, learning Prozi for those that had from the an ear mukif from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So even though Shushan is not mukif koymim Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, makes no difference, because that's the mukif shenasim beinais, similar to the svar that we had before the Gabi Yud Gimel. The Gemara is saying that was the Zman Nes in Shushan, so they have it on the 15th.
Did Yerushalayim have a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun?
Yeah, I think Mar is assuming that yes.
Okay.
So the Rabbi Shlomo Lamad Natani Dido and Hayle Dichsiv Medina Veir Veir. So now it says later on in the Pesukim, as we know, Vayom Eila Niskarim VeNasim Bechol Dor VeDor Mishpacha Mishpacha Medina Veir Veir. The Mar is bothered by what is this double lashon Medina Veir Veir? What is it coming to tell us? Kzimtai. So the Rabbi Natani Dido and Hayle Dichsiv Medina Veir Veir. Medina is lechalik bein mukaf and chaim mimois Yeshua ben Nun mukaf as chaim mimois achash veirish. If you live in a walled city, if the walled city goes all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun, then you do it on the 15th. If it's only back to the times of Achashverosh, then you do it on the 14th. So that's when Medina comes to distinguish between one type of Medina and another type of Medina.
But wait, what's the
text? The Gemara is explaining why does it say Medina, Ve'ir, Ve'ir.
Yeah.
So Medina comes to tell us that there are two different types of Medinas. Those which are Mukav Chaim Yimoy Yeshua Ben Nun, those go and do it on Tezvav. Those that are Mukav Chaim Yimoy Achashverosh, they're also Medina, they also have a wall, but they don't go from Tezvav, they do it in Yudalit. Because that's what we learn from Prozi. That's our Tanah of our Mishnah. Since we say there are three categories, we're also distinguishing between Shushan and Shara Yaris. Because Shushan was not Mukav Choymim Mois Yeshua Ben Nun, it was Mukav Choymim Mois Achashverosh. And so therefore, it should be Yudalit like all other cities. That's why it's Yerbeir. No, Shushan is different. It's on its own. It's on Tezvav. Now we have this gears in the Gemara. However, Rashi changes the gears and learns differently. If you look at Rashi down below, right before the wide lines, two lines before, is Rav Shuman Karcha, who remember does not learn Prozi, and he's learning that we're talking about the times of Achashverosh. So Medina comes to tell you, some are Mukav Chaim the times of Achashverosh, and some only later on. Mexico that now has the Mexican wall, assuming that it does, a Chaisish, but if it has that wall around it, so that's Mukav Chaim and not Mimois Achashverosh, and Mimois Trump. So therefore, it's different. There you tell him, there it says, well, two different types. Of a Feiti Mara, Ir V'ir Lamai. Next Rashi, the first white line. Hari kol ha-prozim shavim. They call a mukafin shavim. All prozim are exactly the same, and all mukafin are exactly the same. All cities which are prozi are all yudalit. All those are mukif, which means sai shushan, and sai all other mukafis choyma miyemois achashverosh. They're all exactly the same. Because the earlier mandiyama had a difference, because since he learned from Shubhanut, and Shushan is prozi miyemois Yeshua ben Nun, so therefore it should be Yudalit and not Tezvav. Here we hear different Yeshushan, different than all other Arya prozi. But now, according to this man here, it says we don't go back all the way Yeshua ben Nun.
Right.
We're just going to the time of Achashverosh. So were you Mukav Chaim miyemois Achashverosh? Shushan, yes or no? Yes, I was Mukav Chaim. Okay, you're a Tezvav guy, like Ula Mukav Chaimim Moisach Hashvesh. If it didn't have a wall, and the other city didn't have the Tom of Hashvesh, so that's a Yudalit. So you don't need Medina, Medina, the ear of the ear. One would be enough, Medina, Medina. Or just ear of the ear, but you don't need both. And that's the worst gash. Mishum and Korcha, Ishloim and Medina, Medina, like Rashi said, not the Chalik and Shishan Hashar yours, but the Chalik between Mukav Chaimim Moisach Hashvesh and Mois Shloim Hashvesh. Ela the ear of the ear, the Mayos. And according to our Tana, it's any better. Kimin de Islay Prozi Prozi Medina Medina Lamali. What Rav Shimon Korcha is saying is, v'chayra, I have two separate limudim to tell us the same din. The Prozi already tells us that the definition of Prozi means from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore the Muk of Chayma is mit Yeshua ben Nun. I don't need Medina Medina to go and say, no, there's a difference between the Muk of Chaim Mimois Yeshua Ben Nun and the Muk of Chaim Mimois Achashveish. I know that from Prozi Prozi. I don't need Medina or Medina. So, Ibazoi, Elakra, what does the Pasi come to tell you? For something else totally different, Litrashu the Asa. Different Rasha, not to distinguish between one Medina and another Medina, but rather to go and to get them together, not to distinguish, but to merge them. Reb Shimon ben Levi, who the author, then Reb Shimon ben Levi, krach, chatomachle, v'chalanir imoy, nidoin ki krach, in Yerushalayim. It's not only Yerushalayim itself, but anything which is samachloy, and anything which is nira imoy. This is a hot topic today,
yeah.
But it goes back in earlier days. I remember in the times of Bayit Vegan, at that time was considered to be far away normal Yerushalayim, from Geula and from Malchus Yisrael, etc. Initially, there was a question whether Bayit Vegan is considered to be part. It's certainly not part of Ir Atika. Ir Atika is the only one that's Mukav Choyma. In the new city, there's no Choyma, obviously. So if it's Samachloy, so Mei Shorim and Geula, that was considered to be Samachloy, no problem. But Bayit Vegan, the good old days, the question is that considered to be Samachloy and Nirayimai? So with some people that were makbet to go and lay both on Yitalin and Tezvav, because it was against the Safi. Today, of course, Yishlaim has expanded tremendously, so Bayit Vegan is an Altashayla. But now you have all the new types of settlements. It is, as soon as you go beyond the outskirts of the new city of Yerushalayim, exactly, all those new places, you have questions. Are they yes, are they not? If you live in one of those places, speak to your local Orthodox rabbi. Exactly. Anyway, the Amr Bishum Levi, Krach, Bechol HaSamachoy, Bechol HaNir, Imoy, Nidin Kekrach. That's what I learned. Medina, Medina, the ear. It's not just the Medina itself that is Muk of Choyma, but it's the ear that's all to the Shtetlach, the suburbs which are right next to it, are also included. Now the question is, how far? Ad Kama, or Yeriv Semir Reb Chiyim Bar Abba, Kimachmoson, or Kimechamson, Litveria Mil. Up in the Galil, next to Tveria, you have the Chami Tveria. The Chami Tveria are based not in Tveria, but right outside Tveria in a shtetl called Chamsan. Even today, there is a sign over there saying that this is the biblical Chamsan. I don't think there's a town there today, Chamsan, but in the times of our Gemara, there was a place called Chamsan. And from Chamsan to Tveria was a distance of a mil, a little bit less than a mile. 4,000 feet approximately. Frank Gemara, Volema Mil. In other words, so if, assuming that Tveria is a Muk of Chaim Mimoyz Yishuv Ben Nun, we're going to have a discussion about that in Yetchum Gemara. So if Chamsan happens to be within the mill of Tveria, which it is, so that's called Samachloy. So if Tveria is Tezvav, then Chamsan is also Tezvav. Frank Gemara, why does he have to talk about Chamsan? Who's he? A mill. He asked him what's considered to be Samachloy. Just answer mill. In case it tells something a mil, what is a mil? Is a mil a mile? Is it a kilometer? Is it more? Is it less? I don't know. Go from Chamsa to Tver. You see, that's exactly a mil. Rabbi said, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day. Mention to me. Continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for your time. You walk a mil.
Okay.